Open Windows, March the 22nd. Jesus is our Sabbath. Come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. What did he mean? The burden of the law was upon the people. Indeed, it was a heavy burden for them. The Pharisees gave more than 2,000 interpretations to the law of Moses and said, "The law of Moses does not mean that you have only to keep the 10 commandments. It means that you have to keep 2,000. There was not a single point in all their human life where this law was not applied and made their lives difficult. And all this was gathered up into the Sabbath. You must not make your bed on the Sabbath. You must not carry your bed on the Sabbath. You must not poke your fire on the Sabbath. You must do nothing on the Sabbath. You may not even walk more than 3 miles on the Sabbath." 2,000 regulations for their lives. The one thing that they were meeting every day, and especially on the Sabbaths, was, "You may not." "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." What happened? Jesus had appropriated the Sabbath to himself. It is no longer a day of the week. The Sabbath is a divine person. If the Seventh-day Adventists saw that, the whole of their system would go in 5 minutes. No, Jesus is God's Sabbath. He is the end of God's works. And in him, God has entered into his rest. This is the rest which remaineth for the children of God. Oh, not a day of the week on the calendar, but a divine person, the Son of God. In him we come to rest. And that which was our bondage is now our servant. In him, that against which we are always struggling is now our victory. Oh, yes, Jesus is the Sabbath. And if we live in him, we shall not spoil the Sabbath. Every day should be a day of rest to our souls. Oh, this is a mighty thing that the Lord Jesus has done.